Hello fam, and welcome to another episode of the Fit Life with MJ podcast. Super excited to be back in your ears as always. Today I'm coming to you with a really personal experience around my own experience with disordered eating, food anxiety, particularly around holidays or weekends, any sort of eating out, Christmas, international trips, all sorts of things, and how my desire to lose weight, burn fat, and get fit and toned just basically consumed my life. I was so focused on food and calorie intake and avoiding carbs and fats that I literally had so much anxiety around food, and I was punishing my body so much that all of this stuff I was doing to my body through not eating enough, through over-exercising, and just the negative effects it had on my health, and not to mention all that effort. And I still didn't get the body that I wanted through all of that. And I know there's a lot of you girls out there that are suffering with the same struggles with trying to burn fat, get toned, get fit, and just live a healthy lifestyle, but it's having these experiences with this disordered eating, with probably a little bit of body dysmorphia as well. This is something I've not really talked about before, but I actually had quite a bit of body dysmorphia, and I'm going to talk to you girls about that in this episode as well, because I know there's a lot of you girls out there who are experiencing this and suffering with this. It can be a real head fuck, and it can cause you to take incorrect actions when trying to actually achieve that healthy, fit, toned body that you want, which means you're putting your health at risk and you're still not getting the results that you're after. And more often than not, it's because we don't know any better. And that was my problem. I didn't know any better. I thought I was doing all of the right things. And it wasn't until a few years down the track that I actually realized that I was doing things the wrong way. Because when you're in that mindset, you tend to just get so locked into, I've got to eat as fewer calories as possible, do as much exercise as possible, cardio, usually as much cardio as possible, and just avoid the carbs and just avoid the fats, and surely that's going to get me the body I want. And we just get stuck in this cycle of thinking that that's what's going to work, and we just keep, it's like, you know, flogging the dead horse, basically just going over and over in circles and circles, that doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, which we all know is the definition of insanity. I've been there, I wasted years there, and I'm also going to share with you girls at the end of this, obviously, what I did to turn all of that around and get me to where I am today, to overcome the body dysmorphia, to learn how to fuel my body the right way, to learn how to control my weight, my body fat, my muscle tone, my strength, all of those things, so that you girls know how to do that for yourself as well. So, firstly, one of the biggest things I want to talk about is the fact that when we experience disordered eating and are undernourishing, over-exercising, whatever that might be, we tend to have this idea in our mind that if we have disordered eating, that we have to be exceptionally skinny. Like only people who are stick thin, have their bones sticking out, and basically look textbook as if they have anorexia, that those are the girls who have the disordered eating. That if we don't look sick, if we don't look overly skinny, if we don't have bones sticking out everywhere, that we mustn't have an eating disorder and therefore we're okay. Now, this is one of the biggest mistakes I made personally, because I had this mindset because I didn't have bones sticking out everywhere. I didn't look sickly thin. I didn't look unwell. To myself in photos, I still look at the photos of myself from back then now, and I still think, oh my God, how did I have an eating disorder? I actually just looked like a normal slim girl. Like, there looks like there's nothing wrong with me. And this is one of the biggest things. It's very easy for our brains to trick us into thinking we don't have disordered eating or an eating disorder if we don't look textbook skinny, unwell, bones sticking out everywhere. So it's really easy to just keep going down this path and getting away with it, because no one's pulling you up going, hey, you look really unwell, you should eat something, because you don't look unwell, right? So for me, it wasn't until I had some friends, like my friends literally had to pull me aside and point this out to me. I had some friends pull me aside and say, you do realize that dress that you wore, I hosted an event for a business that I was working in, a very big, well-known event in the town that I was in at the time in Tassie. And the dress I wore, I'm pretty sure it was either a size 6 or a size 8. I'm pretty sure it was a size 6 because my jaw hit the floor when I was told this, because this is the world I was in. I wasn't aware of these things. I wasn't noticing these things. My body dysmorphia had me in this idea of thinking that because I wasn't stick thin, because I didn't have muscles popping everywhere, that I wasn't skinny enough yet. And that just burning a heap of fat off was what was going to get me toned. I wasn't aware that building muscle is what you need to become toned. So in my head, I was just like, well, I better keep burning more fat then. I'm obviously not toned enough yet because I haven't lost enough fat. I had this size 6 dress that was not made of a stretchy material. It was not a stretchy material. And I had to get it taken in. But I wasn't thinking about this. I wasn't paying attention to these things. I was just like, that dress is too big. It looks big on me. I need to get it taken in. So I had it tailored. And then it wasn't until my friends later on were like, MJ, that dress was a size 6 and you had to get it taken in. That's when we knew something was up. Because for me, I wasn't looking at the size of my clothes. I was buying small clothes, clothes that were probably a little bit smaller than what my body size was, having that little bit of muffin top stick out over the top of the jeans and thinking, oh, yep, still got some fat to lose then. I was keeping myself stuck in this mindset that I kept having to lose more to get the body that I wanted, completely unaware that I was doing such a disservice to my health. So this was showing up in my days as me having the tiniest little bowl of Special K for breakfast. Like, I mean, a half a cup of Special K for breakfast, because I was going off the serving sizes, wasn't I? I was trying to track my calories so meticulously. Snack, first snack of the day, be lucky to just be an apple, if that. And then lunch was like some beef skewers or something, like just meat on a stick, or kangaroo meat, I think at some point too, because I found out that that was even higher in protein. So I was literally just having meat for lunch. I was having no veggies, no salads, no carbs. Heavens, I was steering clear of carbs, like my life depended on it. The only carbs I was really having was like breakfast and this tiny little, maybe a bit of potato with dinner, or sweet potato at that. And afternoon snack, I think I was having like a small handful of almonds, because I was like, you know, the minimal amount of fats you can possibly consume. And then dinner would have been like meat, a small bit of meat the size of the palm of my hand, which is normally okay. But because I'd only been eating such small amounts of food throughout the day, it wasn't enough. And then maybe like 5 bits of vegetable, and then like a tiny bit of sweet potato. Like, I was really, really being so very strict on my body throughout the day. And then I'd go on the treadmill every night and try to burn like 700 calories on the treadmill. I would have been lucky to have been eating 1200 calories in the day. Lucky. On a high day, it would have been 1200. On a bad day, it would have been like 900. Some days I remember trying to get to 900 so that I wouldn't have to do as much cardio on the treadmill, because I was just so exhausted. I was so burnt out. I had no energy. I had brain fog all the time. I had anxiety through the roof. And then I remember just being so anxious around holidays, especially this time I went to Hawaii with one of my best friends, and most of my memories from that trip were going to the Cheesecake Factory. Like, who doesn't know what the Cheesecake Factory is? It's like one of the most iconic places to go for like huge cocktails, delicious meals, cheesecake, obviously, the most delectable cheesecakes. And I was terrified the whole time, because I was like, I'm here to enjoy myself. I want to enjoy this food, but I'm so scared of getting even a tiny ounce of fat on me that I'm going to have more work to do when I get home. So I was just literally, I remembered sort of feeling really shaky about how nervous I was about eating this food, and just trying to think of ways of how can I make myself be okay with eating the least amount possible. Like, what if I just have 2 mouthfuls of the cheesecake and go, okay, I've experienced it now, I'm going to just let the rest of it go to waste. Like, these were the thoughts I was having. We had ice cream one day in the afternoon, and I just remember being, oh my God, I'm just eating this ice. Like, we were at the most gorgeous beach, one of the most gorgeous beaches in the world. And all I was thinking of was how that ice cream was just going to go to my butt. Like, I wasn't enjoying the atmosphere. I wasn't enjoying the time with my friend or friends. We were there with her sister and best friend as well. And the whole time I was just so panicked about, was I going to gain weight? from the foods that I was eating, trying to track how much I'd eaten throughout the day in my mind so that I could calculate how many shots I could have when we went out that night. These were the thoughts I was having on a holiday that was one of the best times of my life. And it was consumed by that bullshit because I was so scared of calories and gaining weight because I didn't understand how it worked. And of course, a lot of this came from the early days of social media as well, where we were following the It girls, you know, like a lot of you girls know my idol back then was Ashley Bynes, who wasn't at that stage, and just following this whole, you know, meticulously track what you're eating, trying to eat as little as possible because they gave us this very, I don't eat much kind of like facade. The fat burner walks, that was an Ashley Bynes thing. It's now typically everyone calls it the hot girl walk, which I still steer clear of. Using that term, but just wanting to be that girl, right? We all want to be that girl, right? In some way or another. And social media back then was very much just get as slender as possible, be as slim as possible. Because we were just coming out of like the 90s, early 2000s, when that was all, that was the thing, that being as slim and slender as possible was the thing. And it had us in this mindset of just thinking the least I can eat and the more cardio I can do, the better it's going to be. And the problem is, even still to this day, there's a lot of coaches putting information out there that's not, it doesn't encompass enough information. So like one of my girls in the Fit Life fam shared a video from Instagram into our group chat this morning. And I'm so glad she did, because the coach on there was correct in what she said in some regard. She said, she was basically saying exercise alone isn't going to give you abs. And basically said abs are revealed in the kitchen, but they're built in the gym, which is correct. You build the muscle in the gym, you burn off the fat with the diet and obviously the energy that you use when you're doing the exercise. But she basically said the reason you don't have abs is because you need to eat less. That's what her video said. At the end, she said you need to eat less. There was no part of the video that said make sure you're eating enough calories for your needs to be in a slight deficit. So us girls hear that and we think, oh, okay, so the less I eat, the better the abs I'll have. Okay, amazing. So I'm just going to go and eat as little as possible. And so we just think that we just have to keep under eating, just eat as little as possible. And thinking that it's going to at some point magically give us this body that we want. And you can waste years doing that. I spent so long doing it that I actually developed some physical health issues. So I'm still allergic to perfume. I can't spray perfume on my skin because my body just started being unable to have perfume on my skin, because of some things I'd done to my immune system through under eating and over exercising, too much cardio, not enough calories in. My body didn't have enough nutrients coming in to function properly, and it just started breaking. My hair, oh my God, my hair, don't even get me started. You girls have seen how long my hair is now. Back then, I couldn't get it past my shoulders. It just wouldn't grow, it kept breaking off. It was so brittle. The energy, no fucking energy whatsoever. I was just running on adrenaline, cortisol, anxiety. I was anxious about everything, not to mention food. It honestly was a really, really dark part of my life. And then I was really I was getting to the point where my body was just so worn down and I was just so out of energy that I started binge eating on weekends, because I still had to maintain this. I've got to be strict throughout the week. I have to stay strict throughout the week. If I've got any hope of losing this weight, I'll just eat as little as I can throughout the week. And then on the weekends, I'll just let my body have what it wants. I've got to have a release point, right? It was like, it was just becoming too much. And I started binging on weekends, particularly after I reached drinking age and we were like out drinking on the weekends when I was counting how many shots I could have. I would count how many calories I was eating throughout the day so that I could calculate how many vodka shots I could have that night and try and eat less throughout the day, like skipping lunch, just so that and dinner. That was right. I remember there were a few times where I'd push breakfast back on a Saturday so that I could skip lunch or maybe even just have like the tiniest little snack for lunch just to get me through and skip dinner and then try and calculate how many vodka shots I could have that night. That's the point that it got to. And then on the Sunday, I'd be like, I just have to let it go. I have to eat. And it was just everything. It was chocolate. It was ice cream. It was packets of shapes all in one sitting. It was everything. which was getting me nowhere. I was just going in cycles, restricting throughout the week, wearing my body down, burning my body out. My metabolism was an absolute mess. And then binging on weekends on junk food. I was getting barely any nutrients in. I'm surprised how I don't know how I actually got through my days a lot of the time without collapsing. But yeah, I was avoiding carbs, I was avoiding fats. I was having like the highest protein things I could find, like just basically meat, egg whites, and non-fat yogurt were my main sources of food, really, and a few vegetables with dinner. And it was such an awful existence, just being so consumed. But at the same time, looking at my body and feeling so much more driven to be like, I've got to keep going, I'm not there yet, I will get there, without realizing that what I was doing was never going to get me there. And looking back at that time, it was just literally there wasn't a day for a good like 3 to 4 year period. There wasn't a day where most of my day wasn't consumed by thinking about how many calories I had eaten and how many I was allowed to, and therefore how much I had to burn on the treadmill that evening. And that's all I can remember from that phase of my life, really, was being terrified of calories, wondering how much, like trying to meticulously calculate how much I was allowed to eat throughout the day and therefore how much I had to burn. A lot of the time I was so exhausted, but I was so punishing myself that I had to get on the treadmill, but I just didn't have the energy. The idea of doing an hour on the treadmill felt awful, but I was like, but I have to, because otherwise I won't lose the weight. So I would literally try to eat less so that I didn't have to do as much cardio to be in such a big deficit. But still, because my body, because I was binging on weekends, and I don't have an ectomorph body. I'm not a naturally tiny, skinny person. So by some miracle, I never got to the point where I looked sick. I never looked sickly skinny. And so I'm looking at myself in the mirror thinking, I'm fine. I'm just not there yet. Not realizing the damage I was doing internally, and the fact that not accepting the fact that I did have disordered eating. And it wasn't until I moved away and moved to a small town in Western Australia, which a lot of you girls know. I moved up to Karratha when I was 20, 21 or something, 22. And it might've been 22. It's a small town. And in a town like that, you either become someone who goes to the pub or goes to the gym. It's like, there's not really a gray area. You're either a gym junkie or a pub goer. And so obviously my partner at the time, who was my fiance at some point later, was very much into weightlifting and tried to get me into the gym. He tried to get me into weightlifting, which I slowly took on through him, still under eating, but trying to build muscle. I had no idea what I was doing. I was terrified of getting bulky. So I avoided the machines for a lot of it, avoided lifting heavy, and still spent most of my time doing cardio. And then noticed that there was these images on the wall. There were these posters of these girls that had done fitness comps. And I'm looking at these girls going, they've got the body I want. It's doable. This is absolutely doable. Because by that point, I was like, well, maybe I'm just not cut out to have this toned, cut like a diamond body that I want. You know, like maybe I'm just not meant to be fit and toned. Maybe, you know, you just start thinking you're the one that's wrong or you're the one that's broken. So I'm looking at these images of these girls who have won fitness comps from this gym I was going to, and I'm thinking, they've got a secret that I need to know about. They've got what I want. How did they do it? So I found out the next comp was coming to the town, maybe the next year, the following year. And we were already halfway through the year. So it would have been like another 6 months and I'd start prepping for this comp. And I thought, that's my key. That's my answer right there. I'm going to do what they did to get that body and find out how they did it. So obviously, you ask anyone in those gyms, how do you get into this competition? They go, well, you got to get a coach who teaches you how to eat and exercise the right way. And then you prep, you build the muscle, you burn off the body fat, you go through all the processes the coach tells you to do to get your stage ready, and you do all the things. You get your comp, you get your tan on, you get your outfits, you go up and you learn how to pose, and you stand on stage and all of the thing. Ultimately, the idea is you learn how to build muscle and burn off body fat the right way. Because obviously these girls knew how to do it. They had what I wanted, and I'd been busting my ass getting nowhere, except making myself sick. So I hired the coach, and she gave me a diet, and I'm not gonna lie. But obviously, they go through a process. They ask you questions about, you know, where you're at, how long you've been training for, and all of the things. She knew the outcome. She knew the goal, because the goal was to get on stage as a sports model competitor. And so anyway, she gives me this meal plan, which my meal plan's changed every week or so with her. I can tell you right now, I was eating about 900 calories a day, terrified of carbs and fat. I'd also actually started gaining body fat by this point too, because of my weekend binging. And I just was, but I was still flogging the horse, just still thinking that under eating throughout the week and, or restricting, I wasn't calling it under eating back then, restricting throughout the week and doing whatever on weekends to let the steam off was still going to get me there. You know, same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And she gives me this diet, and I kid you not, she took me up to about 2,200 calories to start my prep phase, to start my body fat phase. She more than doubled my calorie intake, and so many carbs for breakfast, like oats for breakfast, and then eggs, like two breakfasts, rice cakes, rice, potato, pasta, all of the things, quinoa. And I'm just like, how the fuck is this supposed to burn fat when I'm eating these small skerricks and I'm still not getting there? How is this going to do this? But I just thought, you know what? It's been this long and I'm not where I want to be. She is where I want to be and has coached other girls to win these competitions. She knows what she's talking about. So I listened. And I just followed the diet. I thought, what the fuck have I got to lose now? Because I'm not where I want to be. So let's just try it. I kid you not, I lost 3 kilos in the first week by doubling my calorie intake and tripling my carb intake. I lost 3 kilos in the first week. And it just kept happening. It just kept happening. And it was this entire process, gradually every week, taking photos, watching my body fat go down, my muscles pop, the body I'd always wanted, fucking abs, calculator button abs, I call them. Like, I had 6 abs. I had 8 abs by the day I hit stage. Everything I'd ever wanted in my fitness, how strong I was feeling, how in control of my body I was feeling, everything I'd ever wanted was staring back at me in the mirror. And I did it in no way I ever thought I would have done. And I did it without food. I wasn't scared of food anymore because my coach, I trusted into my coach. And when I saw the fat keep coming off and I saw the muscles pop more and more each week and I saw myself lifting heavier and heavier in the gym and just feeling so good and empowered and in control, I took that whole experience, and it was just like this switch flipped in my mind and just went, this is it. This is how it's done. This is how it works. I don't have to struggle and be scared anymore. And I know how to control what my body's doing. I have to share this message. I've got to share this message with other girls and teach them how to do the same. Like, obviously I'm not going to go down and tell you all about that, about how that made me become a coach, but that the short version of that long story, that is why I became a coach. But more so, it's how I got to where I am today, because I then learned, oh, we don't avoid carbs to lose fat. Okay, got it. We don't only eat 900 calories a day to lose fat. Okay, got it. We can lift heavy and we won't get bulky. Okay, got it. Cardio is not king. Okay, got it. And the most important thing I learned was how to manipulate my calorie intake. And it's not just, you know, just ditch to 900 calories for as long as possible and hope to God you get to where you want to be. It's no, just stick in a small calorie deficit, which is why the meal plans that all of my girls are on now fluctuate with their progress. You're only ever in about a 200 to 300 calorie deficit at each stage of your weight loss. Because as you lose more body fat, your calories need to come down with you. Because if you're, like what I did, if you're at, say, 70, 80 kilos, I think at one point I got to about 70, 75 kilos. And that was a scary day for me because my body never naturally sat there. and I knew something was really wrong. But if you're up there and you're trying to eat, you know, 900 calories a day, the gap is way too big. No person over the age of 10 should be eating 900 calories a day. It's way too low. It's way too low regardless of your activity level. It's just not enough nutrients coming in, let alone calories. And so the idea is the start of your weight loss journey should be your highest calories. And then you slowly taper them down, because as you lose body fat, your body's not working as hard just to get through the day, right? It's less of the less you weigh, the less energy it takes for you to get around, right? Then you've got to take into account the fact that when you build more muscle and the fitter you become, the higher your metabolism actually sits. So you can eat more food, the fitter you get, without actually gaining body fat. So the really important thing, I think, the takeaway here is to understand your daily calorie burn, which changes due to your fitness level and how much you weigh, right? So it's understanding that and knowing how to understand how many calories you're actually burning during the day, and then just staying in a slight 200 to 300 calorie deficit and slowly tapering that down as you lose weight to your goal, and eating mostly carbs more than fats and proteins. So you want to be eating at least 35 to 45% carbohydrates, at least 30 to 35% proteins, and at least 20 to 25% fats. And then as many other micronutrients as you can get. So obviously proteins, fats, and carbs are your only calorie-containing nutrients. But then you need to be making sure you're getting a huge variety of all of your colorful foods, you know, like fruits, vegetables, salad foods, to get those micronutrients like your vitamins and minerals, antioxidants, and all of those things in as well. That's how you make sure that your body functions properly, so that you can have a healthy metabolism. The fact that you're only in a slight calorie deficit means that your body is happily able to release that body fat without affecting your muscle mass, without affecting the metabolism, slowing it down, and things like that, and without making you feel the need to binge all the time, which just sends you backwards anyway. So all of these things I learned in this 20-week process of prepping for a comp that completely flew in the face of everything I'd been doing for the previous 3 to 4 years, it was just this light bulb moment where everything shifted for me and I finally learned how it all works. And the body dysmorphia went away with that, because when I didn't understand how fat loss and fitness and toning actually worked, well, fitness I understood how fitness worked, but fat loss and toning, when I didn't understand how that worked, I didn't really understand how to get the body I wanted. So I just kept convincing myself that staring at me in the mirror what I wanted to see, that I just had to keep going down the path I was going. And that's where the body dysmorphia was, like, oh, I'm not toned yet, but because I don't have bones sticking out, I don't have an eating disorder, I'm still carrying too much body fat, better keep dropping the body fat. That's where I was at with it. So it wasn't as if I was looking at my body and thinking I was fat. What was going through my mind was I've still got a long way to go. But I didn't. I just hadn't recompositioned my body. I was losing weight, but I wasn't getting toned because I wasn't building muscle. I was actually losing muscle because I was under eating so much. I was what we call skinny fat, basically. I was slender, but I had absolutely no shape to me. I was very soft and I just, yeah. So to a person who doesn't know what that actually is, you see it as I'm not the weight I want to be yet. I'm not the size I want to be yet. Whereas physically now I'm bigger. Like, I could never fit into a size 4 dress right now. Are you fucking kidding me? That thing would not even get past my hips. I don't fucking care, because I'm strong. I have muscle shape. I'm capable of doing the things I want to do. I no longer have body dysmorphia because I understand how to burn fat and build muscle and achieve what I want. So I know how to get what I want. So I don't see what I have and misconceive it anymore, if that makes sense. So yeah, that's pretty much the long and the short of that story. Like, how overly consuming my misunderstanding of how food and exercise work when it comes to trying to get the body you want, that led me down this path of consuming my entire life, ruining holidays. Well, didn't really ruin the holiday, but oh my God, if I could go back and not be so consumed by food, I would have enjoyed myself so much more. If I could have done a lot of things differently back then, which is why I wanted to share this story with you girls, because my girls here who are listening to this, who are going through this problem right now, I hope this serves to help you see that the path you're going down of restrictive eating, skipping meals, avoiding certain foods just to lose weight, it's not, you don't have to do it this way. It doesn't have to consume your life like that. There's healthier, better ways out there to get what you want. And that's why I created MJ Fit Life. It's why I created the personalized programming I give to my girls, because again, everyone is different. And everyone needs different calorie amounts. Everyone prefers different foods. Everyone's got different time requirements and things like that. So when it comes to eating and exercise, it's got to fit your lifestyle. And it wasn't until a few years after I competed and really sort of was able to sit into that routine of, okay, I get how to do this in a way that's actually flexible, that works, regardless of what you've got on. It makes holidays more enjoyable. It makes everything more enjoyable. And that's when I turned it into a coaching program for my girls to help you girls learn how to do this your way, but the right way, to avoid all of the issues that I went through, the wasted time, the frustration, the anxiety, hating yourself, thinking that you're actually failing and that your body's just not meant to cut out to be the way you want it to be. That's absolutely not true. So yeah, if you are listening to this and you're thinking, okay, yep, that's where I'm at. I'm just at a loss. I don't understand how to eat the right way or exercise the right way to actually get the results I want. And you want some guidance to help you learn how to do it once and for all, because that's what we're all about. I'm all about helping you get the results you want, and in the process, teaching you how it's done so that you can keep maintaining it for life, because that's the experience I went through. Struggle, got a coach, was like, oh, that's how it's done. And had that coach's support to answer my questions so that I could learn from what she gave me, but also learn from my questions that I asked her, also learn. And that's what got me to where I am today, being fully in control and empowered with my fitness, my body, and completely anxiety-free when it comes to food now. So yeah, if you're listening to that, and if you're listening to this and you want that experience for yourself, you just want to have a moment where you just get the results you want, and it's easy, and you learn how to do it in the process, and basically have everything given to you in a way that's going to work for you, and the guidance to help you learn how to do it, that's what I'm here for, my girl. So reach out to me on socials. I always put my socials in the show notes. Instagram or Facebook Messenger are usually easiest to get me on. And if you're not sure what to say, just drop a comment saying fit. Otherwise, ask whatever questions you've got. We'll have a chat about your needs, and we'll see how I can help you finally get the results you want and learn how to maintain and just live your best freaking life, anxiety and stress free when it comes to food and fitness in your body. I want that for you girls. I want you to live your best lives and be happy and enjoy every moment of it. And this is the key to that. So yeah. So that is it from me for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I really hope this has been helpful. And if it's been helpful for you and you know anyone who you also think would benefit from listening to this, don't keep it to yourself. Let's spread it to help as many people as we can as possible. So just tell them to pop over to their favorite podcast platform and just look for the Fit Life with MJ podcast. You'll find us there. And also, as I always say, it means the world to me when I hear how you girls are loving the podcast and the value you're getting from it. So if you could pop over to the platform you're listening on and leave us a 5-star review, that would be amazing as well, because it helps us get to the top of the list when people are looking for podcasts like this. It helps us get up there so they can find us more easily and benefit from these episodes as well. So you'll be doing a service to everybody by leaving a review, not just me. It's not just for me. All right, my loves, that's all. I'll talk to you all in the next episode. Bye for now.